So I'm in the process of reading a book called The One Thing. And thanks to this book, I've renewed perspective on how to refocus my efforts again on the vital importance and the power of knowing and executing on your most important daily tasks first. And it got me thinking about the importance of not wasting any days on the frivolous undertakings, but instead making use of each day, each talent, each resource with a more spelled out singular purpose so that we don't get off track. I began to consider how I might have been graded over my lifetime regarding using each day, each talent, each resource with discipline and focus. And as usual, there's things that I did well and other things not so well. And I'm sure it's probably the same for you. But what became abundantly clear is where I demonstrated tremendous growth was also where my time, talent, resources, day had a singular focus, a singular plan, clear commitment to act, to execute a big idea. Anything that I ignored, on the other hand, in other parts of my life, because it was too overwhelming to attack, or I delayed taking action, almost always went absolutely nowhere. And so it turns out that only upon a week of reflection on this, that my A grades in life, I could see, didn't come from home runs. They didn't come from one-time discoveries that I waited for. Instead, they've consistently showed up on the days that I just do the small things, not big stuff, but small. Every day, small proactive steps towards a big gutsy goal, executed with discipline, consistency, until they either become a habit or they're automated. That's produced every bit of growth I've ever seen in my entire life. And by the way, each activity each day in and of itself never feels like it's spectacular. In fact, most of the time it feels rather mundane and monotonous. And as you know, it's these little things each day that don't feel heroic at all. In fact, they usually feel quite the opposite. But I have to say that they may be anything but ordinary. If you're successful at anything, it is not ordinary. And it can be attributed to that consistent, sacrificial, habitual, fitting the plan, executing, dedication. And it leads to some incremental, more challenging effort over time that, in the end, is sort of an amazing heroism. And so, in this book, The One Thing, the author talks about how every day, and especially with big decisions, ask yourself what he calls a refocusing question. The question is, what one thing can I do that can make everything easier today? Or, in the opposite end, if you're tilting towards doing something that's not on your list or not on your plan or separate from your values, you ask yourself, will doing this, buying this, or going in this direction make my grander goals, my more central values and goals harder or easier? Very, very, very good question to ask on a daily basis. Doing this will protect your greater goals and make those easier and keep you focused on the most important. So I urge you to ask yourself those questions. And in addition to that, what's the one thing you can do in each facet of your life to show up in one big way? One thing in your business, one thing in your marriage or partnership, one thing in your savings investments, one thing for your future, one thing in your giving, etc. Because we all intuitively know that we have to at times regroup and commit to stop operating our work and life in sort of a passive, reactive manner and respond to whatever's thrown in front of us each day in this sort of consistent way that is heroic, and just do it again and again and again and again.